You're listening to episode 4 of our school and childcare transition series. In this episode, we're going to dive into you, the adult. How do you take care of your nervous system as you're doing this stuff with kids? It's hard and it's draining to hold space for somebody else. So what does this look like for you? All right, let's dive in. Welcome to Voices of Your Village, a place where parents, caregivers, teachers, and experts come to support one another on this wild ride of raising tiny humans. We combine decades of experience with the latest research to create the modern parenting village. Let's dive into honest conversation about real parenting challenges so it doesn't have to be this hard. I'm your host, Alyssa Blass Campbell. Take everything that you can off your plate for those first 2 weeks. This is the biggest piece of advice I have for you, because when we're doing something new, it is inherently exhausting because our nervous system is constantly trying to keep us safe. It's looking around and assessing everything around us, and everything that is new feels unsafe because our brain and our body don't know yet, am I safe here? And so as our kids are navigating this, we too are navigating this. It's new for us too. And we will be holding space for those tiny humans' big emotions throughout the process. So it's imperative that we have something to pull from, that we recharge our battery. I had a parent once when I was teaching who every single first day of school, she and her partner would take the day off of work and have a date day. It nourished her and kept her from sitting there thinking, I wonder how they're doing, and being stuck in her own anxiety loop when her kids were at school. It also gave her something, someone to lean on, a shoulder to cry on after she dropped kids off and held it together for them. Then she had a place to turn to process. Because remember, kids are not responsible for our emotions. We should not be processing our stuff with them. It's not a healthy dynamic. It's not their job. We can turn to friends or to partners or to co-parents to do this. I have another friend who every single year in the first week of school, somewhere in there, she and her friends do like a spa day. Like they just like play hooky. They hang together. They'll grab lunch. Sometimes they'll like literally get their nails done or whatever. They call it their spa day. And it's just a day of spending time together and filling their cups.
I'm Margaret.
And I'm Amy.
And together we host the podcast, What Fresh Hell? Laughing in the Face of Motherhood.
Margaret, I would say you're sort of a where are my keys kind of mom.
Correct. Sometimes a where are my kids kind of mom. Well, you're, Amy, more of a we were supposed to leave 35 seconds ago, mom.
I mean, touche. In each episode of What Fresh Hell, we come at a topic from our usually completely opposite perspectives. I bring the research.
And I bring kind of the gimlet eye. Like, is that research really going to work, people?
And almost 10 million downloads later, we're still laughing.
We also talk to experts in the parenting field, plus parents with stories we can all learn from.
We make each other laugh, we challenge each other's assumptions, and we have what we think is the best parenting community on the internet.
Check out What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Feel like you're the martyr in your family? You're not alone. Hey, this is Joanne.
And Bree.
And we're from the No Guilt Mom podcast. Bree, we talk to a lot of moms.
Yeah, we sure do.
And if you're a mom who has a to-do list that is so massive that you get overwhelmed and you shut down.
Or if you fall into the habit of doing everything for everyone and don't know how to change it, we can help you become a no-guilt mom.
We're going to take you from family martyr to family model. That's role model, so that you role model the behavior that you want to see out of your kids.
You're going to go from being tired and overwhelmed to energized and guilt-free.
Every week, you'll get actionable strategies that you can implement right away from the experts that we interview and from us.
We also have a whole lot of fun, so check out the No-Guilt Mom podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite shows.
Now, if you can't take a day off of work to refill your cup, there's plenty else that you can do. You can prioritize sleep. You can say no to all the extra things that might come up. Someone asking you to go grab dinner, or someone asks you to help with something, like, it's okay to say no. You're going to really work hard to protect your energy and your space. It might mean you're ordering takeout or leaning on support, reaching out to parents or in-laws and saying, hey, would you mind helping out this week? Could you bring over dinner, or could you pick up our groceries? Tapping in to your village and your resources will be key. Looking at, like, it's kind of similar to when if you were a birthing human and you had a postpartum experience, where we say, like, don't worry about all those extra things. Call on your village and lower your expectations. Similarly now, a time of transition is a time to lower expectations of yourself, of the tiny humans, just recognizing that we're all a little bit fragile right now. And my husband says, he calls these times like snappy times, where he knows that there are times where I might just be a little more on edge with him when I'm really working to hold it together as a parent, that he might get those hard parts. And we have a mutual understanding of, like, I will repair as much as I can and we'll come back together, and it's not about you. And I'm working so hard to be kind, and I just have less bandwidth in that time. Prioritizing food, making sure you're eating consistently. Really, like, your meeting your basic needs will go a long way here. Pause. Find 5 minutes of pause twice a day. That's your challenge. In these times when everything is pulling at your nervous system, when your battery is draining very fast, we need to recharge. You need to plug back in to recharge, right? So find 5 minutes of pause twice a day. Maybe after you drop kids off at school, you go to work, and before you start your day, pause. Go into a bathroom without a phone, close your eyes, sit in the car, zone out for 5 minutes. No judgment of your thoughts. Let whatever needs to come up, come up. Cry if you need to cry. Scream into a pillow if you need to. Feel your feelings and just be there for 5 minutes, disconnected from everyone that needs something from you, twice a day. And then move your body. What would it look like to set a timer on your phone every 2 hours to move your body? Nothing wild. 5 jumping jacks, doing down dog for 20 seconds. What would it look like to set a timer on your phone to move your body every 2 hours? This is going to be part of that recharge, of filling you back up. I also tell families, if at all possible, not to overbook this first month of a transition. Like, looking at weekend plans and nighttime plans and things like that, we're all going to be a little fried. And so having as much downtime, have a Friday movie night, like, just zone out and be a little bit more. All right. You've got this, and we've got you. Remember, you are worth taking care of, not just so that you can adequately take care of somebody else, but because you are worth taking care of. Tomorrow, we're going to dive into what to expect and how to support them with drop-off and at pickup. Truly, like, what do those routines look like and what to expect through them? Thanks for tuning in to Voices of Your Village. Check out the transcript at voicesofyourvillage.com. Did you know that we have a special community over on Instagram hanging out every day with more free content? Come join us at seed.and.sow, S-E-W. Take a screenshot of you tuning in, share it on the gram, and tag seed.and.sow to let me know your key takeaway. If you're digging this podcast, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. We love collaborating with you to raise emotionally intelligent humans.
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, Whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting Podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.